Shinun Beis Beis. How you call it, boy? Alagag. He's reading a sefer that was written in a scroll on a roof. His gag the roish reyachem yado yad shelo yigia lasot vochim tachtoin makrovim leoritz. One side rolled out of his hand, and it got to a position above 10 tefachim from the ground, even though the ground is just a rabbin, but more than 10 tefachim above the ground is a mokum tur. Therefore, go let's look. He could roll it back up to him. But if it got within the 10 tefachim of the ground, which is the area that's just a rabbin, and if the wall is in a slant, in a fashion that the bottom part of the scroll is sitting on that, then it's also the girdle etzloi. You cannot roll it up. Since the bottom part of it is sitting in the Shus Aravim, you can roll it up. So shouldn't be in a state of Bizoyin, you should turn its direction so that the writing should not be facing outward, it should be facing towards the building. Even though we saw before that as long as you're holding something in your hand, you could roll it up, that was in a case where Kisvei Kodesh were on the floor and people step on it. Here, there's less of Bizoyin, so therefore it's within, if it's sitting on something in the Shus Aravim, can I roll it up? If it's not, if the wall is not in the slant, so it's just dangling in the air, as long as the bottom part of it is not touching the ground, then you can roll it up. If the groin holds it, if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, that's also enough, and you would not be able to be goyled in such a situation also. This halacha of a scroll that partially fell out of his hand when he's on the roof, and we permit you to roll it up, as long as the bottom did not reach the ground, is only by Kisvei Kodesh, because of the cover of Kisvei Kodesh. But other things, as long as it got within 10 tefachim of the ground, you should not roll it up.